they're one step closer to their ultimate goal. After getting knocked out of the national tournament last year in their final pool play game, Sioux College's women's hockey team capped off pool play in the 2023 American Collegiate Hockey Association National Tournament with a 3-0 record thanks to a Saturday afternoon win. Sioux College picked up a 9-0 win over Providence College to advance to the Final Four by finishing in top spot in their pool. The win also extends Sioux College's season-long winning streak to 29 games. After a scoreless opening period, Sioux College got on the board first early in the second period. After killing off an early penalty, Sioux College got control of the puck in the Providence zone and it eventually made its way to Camille Venn at the right point. Venn proceeded to send the puck on net through traffic and it beat Providence goaltender Donna Chevery at 3:54. With Sioux College on the power play shortly after killing off a lengthy Providence 5-on-3 advantage, Brooke Brazeau made it 2-0. Brazeau took a pass in the slot as Sioux College broke in over the Providence blue line and beat Chevery with a shot glove side at 14:41. Marie-Pierre Lacourse extended the Sioux College lead to 3-0 late in the period when she jumped on a rebound in tight and beat Chevery after her initial shot missed the net and rebounded back toward the side of the goal at 18:31. Sioux College wasted little time in the third period, making it a 4-0 game. Jasmine Grelot picked up her third goal of the tournament as she jumped on a loose puck just inside the Providence blue line, skated into the slot, and beat Chevery stick side 1-10 into the period. Alyssa Turcotte made it a 5-0 game as she skated into the slot and beat Chevery with a shot stick side at 6:48. Grelot extended the lead to 6-0 just 17 seconds later when the puck found its way out of a scramble in the right faceoff circle and she beat Chevery with a shot from the slot stick side. Grelot capped off the hat-trick midway through the period as she took a pass in the slot from Lacourse from below the goal line off a turnover and beat Chevery stickside at 9:31. Hallie McLachlan made it 8-0 at 16:37 when she grabbed the puck in the neutral zone, broke down the left wing and beat Chevery 5-hole. Brazeau picked up her second goal of the day with 2:26 to go as she took a shot from the slot that handcuffed Chevery, making it a 9-0 game. Emily Hansen picked up the shutout in goal for Sioux College. With the win, Sioux College advances to the playoff round and will face Dakota College Bottineau, winner of Pool B, in one semifinal game on Sunday, with the winner of that game earning a spot in the national title game on Monday. Sioux College and Dakota College met for a pair of non-conference games in late January, with Sioux College winning both games by 3-2 scores on the road.